Good morning. It is so good to see you all here. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 13, verses 15 through 22. And when you get there, I'd like to ask you to stand as I read from God's Word. Exodus 13, verses 15 through 22. It came about when Pharaoh was stubborn about letting us go that the Lord killed every firstborn in the land of Egypt, both the firstborn of man and the firstborn of beast. Therefore I sacrifice to the Lord the males, the first offspring of every womb, but every firstborn of my sons I redeem. So it shall serve as a sign on your hand and as phylacteries on your forehead, for with a powerful hand the Lord brought us out of Egypt. Now when Pharaoh had let the people go, God did not lead them by the way of the land of the Philistines, even though it was near. For God said, the people might change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt. Hence, God led the people around by the way of the wilderness to the Red Sea, and the sons of Israel went up in martial array from the land of Egypt. Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had made the sons of Israel solemnly swear, saying, God will surely take care of you, and you shall carry my bones from here with you. Then they set out from Succoth and camped in Etham on the edge of the wilderness. The Lord was going before them in a pillar of cloud by day to lead them on the way, and in a pillar of fire by night to give them light, that they might travel by day and by night. He did not take away the pillar of cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for the reading of your word. God, we ask you this morning, Lord, to speak this message, Father, to us as we need to hear it, Lord, from your word and by your Holy Spirit. And God, today, let us be the kind of people, Lord, that we're stepping out, that we're going to step out by faith and answer the call that you've called us to do, to be fishers of men. And Lord God, we ask you today, Father, again, change our hearts and lives. And Father, we thank you. And Lord, as I preach this message, let every word come from your Holy Spirit. And God, we give you the praise and the honor and the glory. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Well, you know already that the Israelites had been captive in Egypt under Pharaoh. And the Israelites had been there for quite some time. And as you already probably know, Pharaoh was a very evil and a sinful ruler, and probably very mean to the Israelites. And basically, they probably felt like they were stuck in a place. They probably saw their future as very grim. They probably thought there's no way out. There's no escape from this place for us. But as you know, God had sent Moses to go to Pharaoh and urge Pharaoh to let the people go, to let the Israelites go. So at this point, the Israelites were having to trust God with something that was unknown to them. See, they had known a way. They had lived under Pharaoh's rule and order. So they were pretty much what you could say comfortable with their situation, even though it wasn't a good one. And what I want to kind of compare here just a little bit right now to our life today, Christian people have gotten to a place where they're living a mediocre life and they're not really trusting and following God the way they should. Basically, go to church on Sunday and they live for the devil for the rest of the week. And you know what's happened to people? People have gotten comfortable with the place that they're living in. They're basically living in, to them, it's an unknown thing ahead. And a lot of people are living in fear. And I was listening to some comments yesterday, and people were saying, well, you know, this war is starting to happen. Iran has started to fire now at Israel. And boy, the gas prices are probably going to go way out of, you know, and all this stuff and all this negative talk started happening. And the only thing that kept coming back to my mind was, you know, I'm so thankful that I serve a God that if I look to God and if I cling to God, that I know that God will take care of my future. God will take care of the days ahead. Now, I'm not concerned with tomorrow, but what I have to look at is today. So going back to the Israelites, Pharaoh finally let them go. And the Israelites, here they are now going with Moses, and they're going on this unknown journey, and they're filled with fear, they're filled with bewilderment and wondering what's going to happen to them. Now, they could have taken the short route through the land of the Philistines, but we know there is a battle going on. And if the Israelites would have seen the battle that was ahead, they would have turned and retreated and run right back to the safety that they thought they had under Pharaoh. And I noticed today that a lot of Christian people get out and they start to live their life, and they go out unknown what's going to happen. They should trust God. See, the Israelites, they should have trusted God because their ancestors before them had been in places and had faced consequences and trials, and God had brought them through everything that they had come up against in their life, good or bad. God was always there for them. But here the Israelites now are going out with Moses, and God is leading them through a chosen route. God has a path for them, and I want you to notice that. In our lives today, God has a chosen path for us. Now, you see that the Israelites were led by a cloud during the day, and they were led by a fire during the night. God never left them. And what does God's word tell us? Jesus said, I will never leave you, and I will never do what? Forsake you. That means that God is never going to leave our side. So, I'm sure the Israelites, the human beings, are thinking, well, you know what? We kind of have it in our minds how we would like to take this journey. And how many times do we as Christian people say to God, well, you know what, Lord? I know you have a plan. I know you have a way. But God, this is how I want to go. And you know what? I really do believe this. There's times that God, you know, will draw us back. But finally, I think God decides to let us walk and wander and see if our way is really the right way or not. How many times has this guy right here strayed away by saying, you know what, Lord, I got this. Boy, now I've been to college. I've been in seminary. You know what, Lord, I can walk this. I'm going to do this my way. Well, I got into a church and I said, okay, Lord, thank you for getting me here. But now, Lord, I got this. All right, we're going to do this. It's going to be good. Well, didn't take before long. I was going through what I felt like was the land of Philistines. I was walking through a battle. And the Lord, though, stayed with me and said, I want you to put your eyes back on me and I want you to trust me with this, but you're continuing to go your own way. And I just said, you know, Lord, I got this. Finally, I did. I felt like the Lord had let me go ahead. He was near. He never left me and he never forsake me. But I feel like that he was letting me go ahead and walk a little further ahead. I got myself into a situation that really wasn't very good, and it didn't turn out well. And I eventually had end up leaving that church. It was just basically a constant struggle, people's wills fighting one another. And I let my will get in the way, and it didn't turn out very well. So here the Israelites are going out toward the Red Sea, and you know, as they're marching, they're not having the faith and the trust that they should have in the Lord God. Actually, you know what they were doing? They were murmuring against Moses. They were griping and complaining, saying, well, golly, Moses has brought us out here to get to, basically to die. Moses doesn't care a thing about us. He knew what he was getting us into. We would have been better off to have stayed with Pharaoh in Egypt. That's what they were saying. They were speaking against what God was doing. And God was leading them by that cloud and by the fire at night. And yet they still murmured. How many times do we as Christian people know that God has the right way for us to walk? And we know that the way we should walk is according to His commandments and by what His Word says. If we would listen, that's the thing we don't do. We don't stop long enough to listen. And I try so hard, I really do. Sometimes I forget, and I do my devotion and reading and prayer, and then I go on. But if I would take the time to stop and just listen, after I've prayed, after I've read the Word, after I've maybe sang some songs, if I would take time and listen to what the Lord is really saying, you know what? I think my direction would be a lot better. I think things would be a whole lot more easier. And even though things look or feel tough, I know that things would be a lot easier, because if I let God have 100% of my day, then I know I would walk in His abundant blessings. So now, the Israelites, they get to the Red Sea, and what happens? Well, God told Moses, take your rod stretched out over the sea, because Pharaoh and his army had decided to pursue the Israelites because they wanted to take them all captive and take them back to Egypt. Pharaoh wasn't happy that he let them go. He wanted control. So when they get to the Red Sea, the Israelites and Moses, they crossed the Red Sea, and God had parted it, and He caused these walls to form against the water by His power. And the Bible says that they crossed on dry land, every single one of them, and they made it to the other side. And see, at this point, the Israelites are going, Moses, you got to do something. Boy, Pharaoh's getting closer. We know the army's coming. So you got to save us. Come on. We're about to be killed and taken captive again. But right at the right time, God parted the waters. They crossed on dry land. And you know what the Bible says? When Pharaoh and his armies got into the middle of the Red Sea, the walls of water, they were still parted. And as soon as all of Pharaoh and his army got right into the middle, God just like that removed the walls from the water. And the Red Sea, the waters came back over and consumed Pharaoh and his armies, and they all died. So see, we may be on a journey that some days we don't know where we're going, but if we trust the Lord to lead and guide us on that journey, then we should know that we could trust Him, you know, where we're headed. I saw this sign one day when Kirkland's used to be open in Carbondale. I saw this big, it wasn't a sign, a painting, and it said, if God brings you to it, God's going to get you through it. And I saw that and I thought, boy, now I like that. And I'm going to pick on Effie just a little bit, because I love Effie. But you know, Effie went through a little trial here a while back, sick, going through a lot of stuff. And she didn't know from day to day what was going to happen, did you? You had no idea. And yet God brought everything into order as he wanted it to. And I know that Effie didn't try. I'm sure she wanted to get better. We all do. When you're sick, or when you're going through a hard time, you don't want to be there. You don't want to be there no more than 5 minutes. But you know what happens when we're in a trial? That's when our faith is built. That's when our trust is increased in God. See, I believe that when we are put into trials, when we are put into things in life, God's not being mean to us. What God wants us to do, God wants us to turn our full attention to Him and say, okay, Lord, I trust you with this. Whether it's a family situation, God, I trust you with my family. Whether it's something you're dealing with inside of yourself, God, I surrender it to you. And Lord, I don't like how I feel, or I don't like the thought, but I trust you, God, because I know you're going to lead me and take care of me, and I know what your word says. That at the end of this trial, there's going to be victory. There will be another mountaintop. Where there's a valley, there's always a mountaintop. When you're in the valley, praise God. When you're on the mountaintop, praise God. When you're going through the death of a loved one or the sickness of a loved one, or you're struggling maybe financially, you think, I'll touch on that some other time in another sermon about struggling financially. I'll say this real quick. I found out it wasn't what was in my wallet that made me rich, but it was having Jesus in my heart that made me rich. Because you know what? When Jesus is in the heart, and Jesus is at work in your life, man, he's the best insurance policy you ever got. He doesn't try to rob you or take things from you. He wants to love and take care of you through every day of your life. I preached to you about Paul, you know, having the thorn in his flesh, but it wasn't an actual thorn off of a thorn vine or anything like that. How many of you ever seen a thorn tree? Thorn, but boy, how many of you ever tried to clear one of them dudes out? Janine and I lived over here quite a few years back over here on the outside of Cambria. And when we lived there, we had a bunch of Russian olives, and Janine and I are both kind of allergic. When they start blooming, boy, it sets our allergies off. She said, we need to get out there and clean that thing out. I said, yeah, I agree with you. And we did. Man, we got out there on a nice spring day. We started clearing that thing out before it bloomed. And we got right back. And right back behind them Russian olives, we had there was a bunch of thorn bushes. And I mean, them things was about, to me, they looked like 30 inches long. They felt 30 inches long. They was only about, you know, maybe 8, 9 inches long. And my wife says to me, we need to clear them out too. And I said, have fun doing that. Well, you know where I was? Right beside her in them thorn bushes, cutting them out. And I kept getting poked by those thorns. And I thought, you know, I can't wait to get rid of this thing because, man, it's causing me some pain. I don't like this discomfort. But yet in life, we have the situations or the people or whatever it is that we have to face, and we don't like how we're getting poked and prodded, and we don't like the pressure or the pain, and we say, I don't like this discomfort. I don't like the way that I feel, or I don't like the way this situation's going. By God's grace, His grace is sufficient for you and I. His grace will get us through those situations. Okay? So in Effie's situation, she had to go to the hospital one night. They went ahead and did the cardio version. And she was back mowing her yard. What was it, the next day? Or 2 days? A couple days later, she's out mowing. You know, Laura texts me and says, oh, Aunt Effie's out mowing the yard. And I'm like, praise God. You know, wow. I was excited to hear that. Because, you know, my heart was aching for her because she was going through so much sickness at that time. And I mean, we kept praying for healing. And I kept saying, Lord, I know she's healed. I know she is. I do not doubt that. But I would say, why is it taking so long, Lord? It just, you know, I want Effie to feel better. And I know she wants to feel better. And then it finally happened in God's timing. See, sometimes we get to the Red Sea and we still don't know what God's going to do. The devil's coming after us. We've gotten away. See, when you became a Christian, you got released from the devil's camp. You got released from the bondages. I don't understand why Christians still pray, Lord, get me out of this bondage. Lord, break these chains. When you got saved, all that should have been broke off of you that day. When you got saved and received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are out of the devil's camp, and there ain't nothing holding you back from serving the Lord. There ain't, we don't have one reason or excuse with God. You know that? As Christian people, we don't have any excuses or reasons not to serve Him and not to walk and step out. Why haven't we gotten places in our life right now? Because we're not stepping out. The Israelites stepped out into the unknown and God took them across the Red Sea and destroyed the enemy. Well, we get to the Red Sea. We're on this journey. We get to the Red Sea. We don't know what's going on. We don't know what's happening. And we turn back. Well, but Lord, the devil's coming after me. Well, then you've got the authority and the power inside of you to turn to your enemy and speak in the name of Jesus and bind your enemy. All you have to do, it says in the book of James, submit yourselves, therefore, to God and resist the devil and he'll flee from you. You don't have to stand at the Red Sea going, come on, God, come on, Lord, I need you to come here. No, you need to turn and speak. Father, I submit to you right now. Father, and I give you my situation. Father, I know that I'm walking in victory. I know that I am not defeated. I know you're going to get me through this. And Father, I know I'm protected by your mighty hand. When you submit to God and resist the devil, he will leave you alone. See, the devil came to Jesus and tempted him in the wilderness. And you know what Jesus did? Jesus quoted the Father's word. Jesus would say, it is written. That's why we should know the word of God. That's why it's important to bring your Bible to church, because when there's different scriptures, you can flip back and forth and follow along. And when you know what the word says, you'll know what the preacher is preaching is right. That's why I say it's important to bring your Bible. Because if you don't bring your Bible and there's some preacher preaching in the pulpit, and if he ain't preaching the right thing and people don't know it, they're going to accept it and go home with it. And that's why we have to know the word inside and out. We should follow along. So in our life, we're not stepping out in faith and we're not trusting God. We seem to put our trust in man more than we, just like the Israelites trusted Moses. They trusted him for everything. And here God was leading them the whole time. He never left them. But yet in their minds, and you know what I think a lot of it is? We can't see God with the physical eye. And here's one thing I hear people say a lot of. I don't feel God. Well, number one, God's not a feeling. God's there. If God says He'll never leave us and He'll never forsake us, I believe Him. And I trust Him in His Word. I do trust Him. So, if you ever wonder sometimes, go outside and just sit. And when the wind blows, you can't see it. You don't know where it starts or where it's going, but you know it's there. Do that with the Lord. You can't see God with the physical eye, but if you'll sit still and if you'll wait long enough, God will blow the wind of life. He will blow upon you. He will breathe upon you. And when the Lord breathes upon you, you will be able to tell within your heart and in your spirit when God is really moving upon you. If we would step out and seek God in every way, then we would see things start to really happen in our lives, in our churches. I really believe that if we continue to hold back, then we don't ever grow. We don't ever go forward. You know, baby has to grow. Baby's got to be fed the right nutrients for it to grow into a child, and then into a young teen, and then to a young adult, into an older adult. Got to be fed and nurtured the right way. And if we get into the Lord's Word, and if we read it, and if we pray, and if we worship and serve and go to church, then you know what? We're being fed everything right. We're going to grow the right way. And we're going to be able to say, you know what, Lord? I know that there is something unknown today. I don't know what's going to happen, but I trust you. I trust you that you'll get me through today. But too many people sit and worry about tomorrow. They worry about next week. My dad used to sit in his recliner. And them thumbs sometimes be going just like that. And he would stare at that TV, zoned out. I just thought for years, you know, he was the most miserable man. After he died, my mother told me one day, she said, all your father ever used to do was sit in that chair and worry about everything. If somebody told him, you know, they was going to sue him or whatever, he would sit and worry over it. I said, well, didn't he ever pray? Didn't he ever read his Bible? Didn't he trust God? She said, he just sat in his chair and worried about it. And he worried himself so sick that he started to lose his mind. He did. I watched my father decay literally in front of my eyes because he was walking in the unknown, but he was doing it, trusting in himself, and he kept falling into fear every time. See, when we're walking with God, we're going to have God's favor. We're going to have God's blessings. We're going to have the peace that passes all understanding. And it will keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now, I can't think of anything better than that. He went to the cross and he shed his blood and he died for every one of us. Now, if he did that and he rose from the dead on the third day and ascended back to heaven and he's coming back again, and I believe, I don't know the day or the hour, the Bible says we don't, only God the Father knows. But I know we know the seasons, the Bible says we're in that season. And we as a church, it's time we get serious because we're all going to stand before the Lord and we're basically going to take an account for our life. And you know who I have to be concerned with? Right here. I used to go into church and I tell you what, if things didn't go the way I thought they should go, I'm ready to quit the ministry. Oh, it's just terrible. Oh, because I thought that I had this vision and I had these ideas. I thought, boy, if it go this way, and the whole time the Lord's saying, who's in charge here, you or me? And I would say, I'm sorry, Lord. And I would have to repent and ask God for forgiveness. I say, Father, you just take over now. This is all you. And every time that I let God have control, I watched him work some of the greatest miracles. I watched him deliver people's lives. I watch God increase churches, but we have got to trust Him. Remember this. As you're walking the road or the path that God's leading you on, always know that it's the right one. It is. And say, God, I trust you. And I'm fine with where you're taking me. I'm fine with that. Because I have faith in you. And know that He's leading you by a cloud during the day, and He'll lead you by a fire, by a pillar of fire at night. And He'll never take it away from you. You can wander and stray away from the Lord, but the Lord goes after the one that strays away and brings him back. So that's what a shepherd does. I'm praying about it, but I'm going to try to preach a little bit on the 23rd Psalm next week, next Sunday. So, it's time to step out. What about you?